looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan on a happy Valentine's Day. We are doing a psychic free-for-all today. Yes, kitties, the Doctor of Love is in. And of course we have our babalicious producer Barb spinning the love tunes today. If you got a question for me about love, lack thereof, right love, wrong love, longing for love, whatever it is, call me, 877-230-3062. Again, that number is 877-230-3062. Pat, you are on the line. We are going to get to you, darling girl, I promise, after the next break. Okay, so hang in there. Want to say howdy to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. And I really would love to invite you to go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. And on the right side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to this show. Really helps us know the numbers. The audience is growing steadily for the show, which is really exciting for me. You can rate the show. You can write a review. It's pretty cool. And if there is a topic you'd like me to cover on the show, please send me an email. Or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And to find me on Facebook, you can go to my website, michellemorgan.org. That is Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you straight into Facebook. And definitely want to do a little shout out to several of my fan pagers, listeners, Amla, Terry, and Wendy. Thank you, darlings, for your great show ideas. So some upcoming shows based on these requests are how to create boundaries with people. That's a really good one. Self-acceptance. Oh, that one's loaded. We're going to have some fun with that one. That, in fact, that's probably going to be a two-parter. Knowing me, I'm going to be stretching that one out. And then spirit guides, which is a really great topic. So thank you, ladies, so much for being such loyal listeners and for inspiring those future show topics. So, happy Valentine's Day. You know, it's interesting. Valentine's Day is, right, this holiday of love. And not for everybody, though. You know, I think it's one of those Hallmark holidays that is fraught with extraordinary psychological issues. It can be incredibly loaded. And it's so funny. I actually was on Yahoo this morning checking email and, you know, the little headlines that come up. And there was a headline that said, "Who is St. Valentine's anyway?" And so I clicked on it, and it turns out he's a martyred Roman saint who was tortured and put to death for helping other martyrs. You know, that's actually a little bit appropriate. I mean, come on, people. Haven't we all martyred ourselves to love at least once in our lives? Haven't we felt oppressed and tortured by love? I think it's really fascinating how that fits together. So here's the deal. If you're listening and you're struggling because it's Valentine's Day and maybe you're single, or maybe you're in a relationship that's, you know, not working for you and you're struggling, here's what I'm going to invite you to play with today. The concept of divine love. And we have talked about this in past shows, but I'm going to remind you about that. Divine love is really, it's hard to explain without sounding super new agey, and I really have an issue with the new age idea of divine love, which is sort of this, you know, walking around in the world with this really dopey grin on your face and everything is love, light, and bliss. And that's not what I'm talking about. For me, divine love is really the recognition that that God is in fact channeling through us at any given moment. And so honoring your connection to God today is a way of playing with divine love and expressing the light of God through you, shining it on everyone, literally, has a couple of faces. You know, it's that polarity thing. If you're masculine, you can choose today to be especially purposeful and heroic, with a desire to serve, with a desire to create an energy for the rest of the people around you. And if you're feminine, you can choose to be especially nurturing and inspirational from that same place of service, literally giving your gifts into the world. And the only expectation that you have is that you are going to feel more connected to God. That's how it works. So you get to open your heart to serve others so that God can be seen. I have a couple of great little prayers for you to play with today as well. And this is a very simple one. These are both from Catherine Ponder. Divine love is now made alive in me. I love that one. Divine love is now made alive in me. And if there's somebody in your life that's troubling you or you're worried about or praying for, here's a great little divine love prayer for them. Let divine love be made alive in you now. Let divine love be made alive in you now. So I'm going to invite everybody, even if you're having a great Valentine's Day, stretch yourself. Let's do the divine love thing and see what happens. I would like to do a little quick shout out to my Valentine, Mark, an amazing man, a wonderful father, a truly extraordinary husband, and the truest friend that I could ever have. Thank you, sweetheart. You amaze me every day, and I love you so much. I am seriously the luckiest woman on the planet. It's pretty incredible. So we have a little saying, the CSI program. It's a, is it, what is it when it's the letters that, is it an anagram? I can never think of the word for that. You know, where you take the first letter of a bunch of words in a sentence and it becomes an anagram. Is that what that is? I'm asking Barb and she's looking at me like I just sprouted a second head.
Anagram is when the word is, it's mixed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can never remember the name. But anyway, you know, like BTW is, by the way. Right. Mm-hmm. That, okay. Well, we have a little whatever it is called
okay.
in the CSI program, and it's YCMTSU. And that stands for you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Of course, we always use a little bit of a stronger word there, but the FCC, you know, gotta be politically correct here. So you can't make this stuff up. And we use that saying every single time God orchestrates some incredible little surprise or some little miracle. And so the Cosmic Critter of the Week is a definite YCMTSU. So bring it on, baby.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak. Talk to me!
So here's why today's Cosmic Critter is a YCMTSU. It's the dove. The dove flew in today. No kidding. Open the book straight to dove. Hello, it's Valentine's Day. And here's what dove means. Express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds, even in small yet significant ways. There's that divine love thing. The soul of someone who's recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition. That's got to be comforting to a number of people that I know who recently lost loved ones. So that's a powerful message. This is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision. And now more than ever, you're able to glimpse the future. You're experiencing a spiritual renewal that's the result of a period of intense self-examination and challenges. This is a good time to stay at home and enjoy your domestic side. And finally, it's important to nurture yourself with loving care. That's also an aspect of divine love. When you recognize that God is working through you, then you take care of the temple, if you get my drift. Animal Spirit Guides from Dr. Stephen Farmer. Cool dude. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Pat, we're going to actually talk to you, babe, after all these weeks. It's a Valentine's Day psychic free-for-all. If you got a question, give me a call, 877-230-3062. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away. It must be love, love.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Got a question for Michelle? Give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. Love that song. I love that song, Barb. Who is that again? She has to get her mic on.
Haircut 100.
Haircut 100, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
One of them fabulous 80s bands. Good stuff, good stuff. Pat is on the line. Pat, are you
Hello.
There? Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'd like to ask you about a living situation, but if you have a minute to say yes or no about love coming in, that would be great too. It's Valentine's Day.
You're so cute. If I have a minute to say yes or no about love, wow.
I haven't been in love for 30 years.
Okay.
So, and I haven't been that real interested until the past few years. I feel like I'm ready.
Okay. So that's an interesting way of putting it. You haven't been in love in 30 years. Does that mean you haven't had anybody in your life in 30 years, or you just haven't been in love in 30 years?
Almost no one in my life. And then, and have not. I was in love when I was very young, and nothing, you know, compared to that.
Right.
And then got busy as a single mom raising my son, and it was just real easy to get out of it, you know, get out of the habit.
Interesting. So I'm... Here's what I want to do with you. You've been so patient over the weeks that we've had you on hold for how many weeks now?
I don't know, but you're all very kind.
Bless your heart. So here's what I want to do. I do want to get to your question about the living situation, but I want to put that off for a second because I want to talk about the love thing because I think it's absolutely fascinating what you just said. Okay. And I think it's really appropriate considering the topic of today's show. So remind me what you are astrologically, honey.
I'm sorry?
What are you astrologically? What's your sign?
Oh, Cancer.
Cancerian. Okay. So it's interesting to listen to your language. That's one of the things that I do as a counselor is I pay attention to the words that come out of people's mouths. That's what NLP is all about, the language of the brain. And so it's very telling how someone tells their story. Mm-hmm. And from a polarity standpoint, you around the issue of love, you are 100% in your masculine. And that's not a judgment. That's just a fact. And that's not your core. Your core is feminine. And so we've talked about this so many times on this show, but it definitely bears repeating that, you know, the opposite of our core is our shadow nature. It's our fear nature. And so that protection that the feminine will go into of I'm too busy. I don't think about it. I'm out of the habit of love. The feminine is, in fact, her greatest gift is love. I mean, that's what she is. She embodies love in the world. The masculine embodies the heroic in the world. And so it's fascinating. And what an amazing thing for you to start to even just think about is how you're approaching the idea of love. That it is a habit. It's something that you sort of set aside when in fact it's a longing.
Yeah.
In all of us, love is the truly the most important thing. And so for you, it's so interesting just even looking at it psychically. There's, I will tell you flat out, there's been a number of times over the last, I'm here in 10, 15 years, where there was the potential for you to open your heart and you either avoided it like the plague or were literally so protected, so in your guard that you actually were unaware of it. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I definitely tried to keep it away and tried to be invisible.
Okay.
I'm unaware of potentials.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. So can I ask, and you can certainly, you know,
ask away.
Defer this, but what made you want to protect yourself so strongly?
Well, the first love was really profound.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, not wanting to be this way, but it took me, I realized, 13 years to really finally stop hurting about it. But I remembered as relationships started, it would be fine and wonderful, and then it would dawn on me, this is nothing, nothing. Like, it's so far from what I have experienced.
Mm.
And my heart would just sink, and I'd realize, you know, this just is nothing compared
right.
to what I've known.
Right.
And I was bitter as a young woman with that saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all, because it wasn't true for me. And I realize now it was so hard because it came so young.
Right, right. And I agree with you. There's the human side of us, that philosophy, that philosophical statement anyway, is complete, you know, hog swallop, because the human is like, no, I would really rather not know what I'm missing than to have, you know, my heart ripped out and then
right.
the potential to never have that again. However,
exactly.
here's the key factor. It's fascinating again to listen to you tell your story, because you said that it took you 13 years to stop hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't stopped hurting. You haven't stopped hurting in the least. You've just taken 13 years to pretty successfully bury that hurt.
Okay.
To wall it up in you. And here's the challenge with that. And I'm telling you this from a counselor's perspective. I'm not looking at this, what I'm about to tell you, I'm not looking at this from a psychic perspective, so I don't want you to get all freaked out. But the bottom line is, you bury that kind of hurt, that's cancer waiting to metastasize in the body. It really is, especially for the feminine. Typically, that would be cancer of the reproductive organs, the breasts, etc. It's, yeah, So bottom line, girlfriend, you haven't gotten over anything. You've just really successfully stuffed it down. And so here's what happens with that. When our hearts break and we build those walls, plural, because believe me, you got more than one, around that broken heart, the heart's still broken. The heart is lying, bleeding in there, begging to be seen and recognized and acknowledged and nurtured, etc. And we then create a pattern based on an old belief system. You got your heart broken in the first place because there was a belief system at work that set you up for that. Okay, this is our greatest treasure lies in our darkness, because whatever we manifest in our lives that is the most painful is a neon arrow pointing to the very door we have to go through to heal. But okay, the human psyche will, you know, see that experience or have that experience and shut the door. Just uh-huh. Like, oh my God, I don't want to look at that. Well, but that's the very doorway we need to go through. Okay. So anyway, you wall it all up. Then you will manifest repeatedly situations that will disappoint you, that will further break your heart. But because you've dammed that up so well, you've shoved that down and numbed it, basically, you aren't even aware that every single time you open up even slightly to someone, your feminine falls in love. And then when you realize it's the wrong kind of person or what have you, your heart's broken anew. It's like it's a literal repeat of that original wound. Hmm. Does that make sense?
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really deadly pattern, actually.
So those years when you asked me why, actually the answer is because I've been so hurt.
Oh, honey. Absolutely. Absolutely. And understandably, for crying out loud, the heart, you know, the heart is an extraordinary resilient little muscle. It's incredible, just talking to a friend of mine about this, that we can have our heart destroyed. And we can have our trust and our faith completely shattered, and yet we can love again, and we can trust again. It's
you know, my first call with you, and in thinking in what I've been doing in the past number of years, is trying to open my heart, and I have it mm-hmm. through raising my son and through dogs. And my first call with you was when my dog died.
Oh, that's
I actually found out that he had, when he left, taken away some of my pain, and for the first time in my life, I felt some substance in my heart.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah. Yep.
So that was miraculous. And that's kind of led me to, I've wanted love for a couple of years, but to really now think, okay, I might be ready because I'm letting God in my heart, really trying.
Yeah. And there's your key right there, sweetheart. There's your key. The Sufi have a saying, the way to God is through the broken heart. And the only way, truly the only way to heal a broken heart. You can think you've gotten over it, quote unquote. Okay. We never get over anything. We just ignore it. The way to truly heal any kind of hurt, whether it's a broken heart from love, it's a betrayal by a business partner, it's a failure in finances, whatever it is. Okay. The only true way to heal is to let God in, is to open up and say, okay, this just completely sucks, and I don't know what to do about it, so your will, Lord, not mine. Show me what I need to do to get to where I really want to be. You know, that's that whole, I mean, man, we don't have time today. We don't have time in the next 10 shows to reiterate everything we've talked about over the last year in this program about how you work with God. How do you learn to have faith when you've been hurt like that? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you begin to believe that God hasn't left the building, you know, after you've been hurt like that? Where was God when that was happening? Well, God was right there with you going, I'm here. Let me help you. Let me show you what I have in mind for you through this, you know, and I'll tell you something, as a woman, as a feminine core being, sweetheart, I can't begin to explain that your greatest power is in your ability to love. And, you know, you obviously have continued to love. You've loved your kid and, you know, friends, and you know what I mean? So
it's
not like
the only thing that's important to me.
Well, there you go. Love is the only thing that's important. So now it's an opportunity for you to risk healing, truly healing that hurt. And you got to do that by acknowledging it first, okay?
Yep.
I want you to spend a little time here totally recognizing you haven't gotten over anything.
Okay.
Okay. And in fact, let me just add something to that. When we tell ourselves that, oh, just get over it. And we are so weird in this culture. People are so weird in this culture. We have this idea that you just need to just get over it. Just get over that thing. You know, in fact, I collect stories about polarity, because it's so fascinating to me, and reading not too long ago about, Jesse James and Sandra Bullock when they broke up, and they were married for 3 years or something, and you know, this incredibly apparently passionate relationship, and he cheated on her and they broke up, and within 2 weeks of them breaking up there was an article and it said, oh, they interviewed one of Sandra's friends, apparently the source said, oh, she's just so over him now. And it's like this whole attitude that you suffer something like that and then you just get over it.
Right.
You know, well, you don't. And so it's so crucial for you to give yourself permission to feel very deeply, feel that hurt. It's more than okay. That's not a weakness. It doesn't mean you're going to walk into that room of grief and never come out again.
Mm-hmm.
It means that God is waiting for you in that dark place.
Mm.
And he is absolutely wanting to go through that whole thing with you energetically.
Wow. That's really profound what you're saying.
Well, good. I want you to promise me that you'll risk this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm already thinking, where do I go for healing? You know,
yes.
What are my options? Because I want to get on this right
yeah.
away.
So pray for guidance on that.
Okay.
Pray specific guidance on the perfect healing modality to shift this for you. And let God make that really obvious. And he will. He absolutely
okay.
will. So really quick, let's do your question about your move.
I'm well, you know, when God makes things obvious, this is, I do worry. So let me
well, sure.
say that ahead of time.
It's all right.
But when God shows us the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked really hard to change my thinking, and in this artist housing, I have been accepted, and I was told that I scored so high that they were telling me ahead of time before they even finished interviewing people that I'm in.
Oh, you rock,
now,
girl.
I mean, this is a miracle in my life, and,
yeah.
you know, and this is because I'm opening up and
yep.
all kinds of things, you understand.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to pay one-third of my income. Evidently, that was given to someone else before me, so they've doubled my income, which makes it an impossibility. And I'm like, this is confusing to
yes,
me,
it
God.
Is confusing,
what are
isn't
you,
it?
God, what are you doing? What are you telling me?
I'll tell you flat out what God's telling you. God's telling you to have more faith, to trust him even more, that this is a bigger miracle than just getting accepted into this writing program, that this is God paying for it. That a miracle, and oh, baby girl, you got to trust me to the best of your ability. I am a absolute walking, breathing, living proof that the craziest miracles happen when you finally just say, okay, God, I give up. I have no idea how I'm going to do this, so dazzle me. Make this happen for me.
Okay.
He's led you to this. He's led you to this, so I want you to start praying for this or something better. And I also want you to affirm on a daily basis that God is the source of your supply. Not your job, not people. Those are channels. God is the source of your supply.
Okay.
Okay.
That's hard to believe, but I know that's something I need to work on.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, this week I started tithing.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so proud of you. I'm not kidding you. Oh, man, so don't give up. And that's the thing. When you start doing those really big acts of faith, you will be tested. You will absolutely be tested. That's all this is. It's just a test.
Okay. So, and I also learned, I did, rather than the church that I just joined and I don't feel real connected to,
right.
I chose to give it to a single woman who went through heart surgery. And after I gave it, I realized, oh, there's some ego in here. Even though I did it anonymously,
yeah, yeah.
I am, you know, look at me. So yeah. I realized you can't necessarily make it a personal thing, even
no.
if it's anonymous.
No.
I can't choose. It's not for me to choose, right?
You have to, you have to trust that you'll be guided to give your money for the tithe to the person or the organization where you get your spiritual inspiration. That's the key to tithing. You can give a secondary tithe or a third tithe to, you know, someone like that woman. But the a true tithe, if you're going to do it in the place of faith, the act of faith, that is to the person or the organization where you get your spiritual inspiration from. Pray about that. You'll be guided. You'll be absolutely guided. And go back and listen to that show on tithing to refresh your memory on that, okay?
Okay.
Sweetheart, I'm sending you so many angels. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. And you are terrific.
Thank you, baby.
A prayer answered to Thank connect
you.
With you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, and I will be hoping to hear from you again.
Thanks so much.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we've got Liz on the line. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Come on back. Always running for the thrill of it. Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Flooding in on a wave of 80s. Oh, yeah. Those were the days. Big hair bands and strange hair bands. Oh, yeah. This is Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer. And Liz is on the line. Elizabeth, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Well, I am mostly good.
Mostly good. Yay.
I am definitely having myself a little crisis of faith as far as the idea that I'll ever have the amazing relationship that I've decided I'm ready for.
Okay.
And just now that I have decided I'm ready, I'm just tired of waiting.
Oh, yeah. That patience thing, huh?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
It's a big part of it. So the whole waiting thing, love really is the most loaded issue. And it's so funny because over the years, people have come to me for readings and the two top subjects are love and money. And of those two, I can take the most cynical client on the planet, and if I were to ask them, so what do you think's more possible? Finding true, right love or winning the lottery, they would leave my office, go to the 7-Eleven and buy lottery tickets. Without question. They would
Sounds
believe
about right.
Yeah, that winning the lottery is actually more feasible. And the reason for that is because love has the highest stakes. You know, it's the thing that matters the most. And it's so interesting. I just had a conversation with a client this last week who's struggling with not, she's actually in a relationship. She's married, but they're very distant from each other. They've been married for a really long time, and they're just in this incredible pattern of, you know, just sort of moving past each other in the hallways type of a thing. And she has virtually no friends at this point. And she was saying to me that, you know, perhaps her true path in this lifetime was solitary, you know, that she wasn't supposed to have love in her life. And that's an immediate default position for the human psyche to go to, is because that's how we can, in some ways, brace ourselves, if you will, or justify or learn to live with the lack of that heart connection. But the truth is, we are created to partner. We're literally created. It's hardwired in us, and not just in our human DNA, but it's hardwired in our spiritual DNA. And the truth of love, the deepest kind of love, that intimate connection, whether it's with an intimate partner or with intimate friends, is we're actually seeking union with God. We're actually seeking the divine within ourselves and that other person. And so, you know, I can totally understand that whole idea that, well, maybe I'm just supposed to be alone. But the truth is, that's a remarkable fallacy. And at best, it's an excuse for not doing the work to open your heart. And so then the patience thing comes in, and that's the divine timing piece. You know, we've talked about that many times on this show. It's like, wow, you mean I don't have the stopwatch in my hand? I can't mark the calendar and tell God to bring something to me, you know, in such and such a date. And the truth is no. And that is, you know, the hugest stretch of faith is to wait for that timing. And depending on where Saturn is in your chart, let's say, Saturn is a planet that will make you think that you're too old.
Yeah.
I remember when my almost 24-year-old daughter a few years ago was going through a Saturn thing, and she's like, I'm too old for such and such. And I was just laughing my head off. It's so Saturn. So bottom line is, if you are truly ready for relationship, and looking at this, you are. Looking at this psychically, yeah, is it fair to say that you've done some astonishing work shifting belief systems around relationships? Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. So you've taken the steps, you've done the work, and we've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. If you are truly living your life, quote unquote, right, you will be working on your stuff for the rest of your life. Okay. Till, you know, when you reach the point, Liz, when you have no more issues to deal with, you have 15 seconds to live. Okay. Pretty much. Because we always have to work on healing our belief systems. And especially if you're truly living your life, if you're really putting yourself out there in the world and taking risks and stretching and growing, then every time you stretch and grow beyond your comfort zone, you will stir up the next level of those issues that need to be healed. So that's an ongoing process. And the thing to remember too, let me ask you this. So in this patience place, or this impatience place, are you questioning whether you've done enough work to heal your belief systems?
Thinking
Absolutely.
That,
okay. So you're thinking
yes,
that there's probably some great big huge block in there you're not aware of.
Yeah. Something I'm missing or not getting or not doing enough of or not doing the right way. Or,
yeah. There's some great big abominable snow monster in there just chomping.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So here's what I can say to you about that. First of all, looking at it psychically, no, that's not true. You don't have a big freaking block, but you don't have to worry about being perfect, okay, for drawing in right relationship. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. It's a balance. Let's put it that way. You want to actively work on belief systems that stand in the way of relationship. And one of the ways you can know that you've done enough healing to draw relationship to you is that you're ready for relationship. Just like we talked to Pat earlier, she wasn't even ready. She was like, no, not going there. Not going to even look at that. Right.
Right.
So, and tell me, have you been in that place in your life before?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you just strong armed it and didn't even think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that'll run the gamut. We'll do the whole, no way in the world am I going to set myself up for a relationship, all the way over to, I'm just too busy. I just got way too much in my life for relationships. So all of those quote unquote excuses are absolute proof that there are big, huge blocks in the way. So once you remove those blocks and that longing starts to be freely expressing in you, because the longing's there all the time. And like we talked with Pat, when you bury hurt or you bury those emotions, you're actually squishing the longing. And that longing, the whole point of the longing is that's what's driving us towards God. That's what we're seeking, is God in that other person. So now you're feeling the longing. Congratulations. I'm not kidding you. You need to be like celebrating that you're feeling that. But of course, what else do you feel? If you feel the longing, what else are you feeling?
The longing.
Yeah, but it's not all fun, is it?
No.
No,
it's because the longing means there's something missing.
Missing, exactly. Longing is a fascinating energy because it's anticipation and faith coupled with fear, doubt, past hurts, all of that. It's everything, basically. You're going to feel everything in that push towards opening up. So honor that. You don't have to like it, but you do have to honor it and respect it. And it would really behoove you to recognize what it actually is. It's a phenomenal sign that you've done tremendous work and that you have, in fact, removed the blocks that would stop you from drawing right relationship to you. Then the next key piece is the faith thing. This is where you say, okay, God, I need patience today. You don't have to have patience, Liz. You can ask for it. And okay. it'll be given to you. I guarantee you it will. And believe me, I have cornered the market on that one, because I've had to pray for patience so much about things. And it doesn't mean, again, that you're going to be all love, light, and bliss about stuff. You're going to chomp at the bit. You're going to snarl. You're going to gnash your teeth and shake your fists at heaven and do all that very human stuff. And you're going to cry, and you're going to hurt, and you're going to doubt, and you're going to question. All of those things. And all of those things are reasons to reach out for God, to grab on to those prayers that I keep insisting everybody say, because that's how you get your mind to shift, right?
Right.
Is you say Lord, your will, not mine. Heal my disbelief. I know that release is magnetic, you know. I release and trust. All of those prayers are designed to give you the ability to not be quite so wrapped around the axle. But the truth is, you're going to feel that longing. So in that process, the more you can reach out for God, the more you can trust and believe and ask every single day for specific guidance on what to do in order to draw right relationship to you.
Okay.
If you go back in the archives on my Facebook page, I can't remember where it is, but it's in there. There's a specific prayer on absolute clarity. That's a really good one to use, because you're going to get all caught up thinking you need to do something. So,
right.
So what are some of the things that you are doing in your life that would, in fact, draw to you relationship?
I'm working on my relationship with God. I think that's the main thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think in general, I'm just, I mean, I've made a lot of changes that have made me like me a lot more.
Yeah. Amen.
And Yeah, so I guess those are the two things that come to mind.
And
as
those
far
are
as what I'm doing.
Those are the most important things, because I'll tell you what, I can ask that question of 24 other people, and they're going to come at me saying they're on the internet dating services, they're going out to singles bars, they're joining singles organizations, they're doing all this stuff to meet people, and right. That's fine. I'm not suggesting that that's entirely wrong, but if you just do that, and you're not trusting that God's going to guide you to the right thing to do, then you're missing the most important piece. The most important intimate relationship you will ever have in your entire life is your relationship with God. That will facilitate relationship with the right partner. And then here's one more thing that I want to make sure everybody understands. Back to that issue of, you know, do you have to be perfect before you draw in perfect relationship? No, because when right relationship shows up, it's going to trigger you deeper than anything else ever has. So, hello, it's going to be even harder work once that person shows up. You know, you're going to be asked to be impeccable in that relationship, because when we ask for right partnership, there's a lot of responsibility that goes along with that. We talked about this in that healing show that we did a few weeks back. You know, when you're healthy, life demands a lot of a healthy person. When you are in a healthy relationship, there's no wiggle room. You cannot then kick back and be unhealthy. You can't kick back and fall into your old patterns and expect that relationship to survive.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another piece of it. Always, always, always pray for the willingness to receive what you're longing for. Because the reason you don't have it right now is because at some point you weren't willing to be the person necessary to maintain and sustain that situation. So I got to tell you, looking at this, I could give you all sorts of little things, fun things you could do to draw a relationship in, you know. Seriously, like, you know, you know these stories. You go and you buy a set of really beautiful sheets to put on your bed, and you make a place in the closet for, you know, some really masculine hangers, and you do all those types of things to get ready for this person showing up. Or you can keep doing exactly what you are doing, which is the prayer work, the connection to God, and being in relationship with yourself, and that you'll be guided to this person. I promise you, there's no way it's not going to happen. It's just a matter of timing.
Okay.
Trust me on that.
I do.
Okay. And it's really interesting. I got to be totally honest. I'm trying to get the guides to tell me, give me a timeline on this. And they're like, no way. Because that would just completely blow the entire thing we've just talked about, right? You know,
right.
Patience is the lesson for you right now. The faith aspect that patience requires is the key piece here. And you're not going to do that perfectly, sweetheart. It's okay to really, really struggle with that. Just keep coming back to center. It's not about perfection. It's about return.
Okay.
So I can't wait to hear about this gentleman when he shows up.
Me too.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you.
You bet.
You're amazing.
Thank you. You take care. And we have Anne on the line. Anne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
After listening to the two other callers, I'm not quite sure where to go from here, because it sounds like the both of them together seem to add up to what I'm going through.
Okay.
And I don't know if you could sense anything by just my voice and talking, but the sense of going through traumatic things when you're younger and escaping and abandoning your body, and just not believing that, why did God do these things to me, as opposed to now I have a different understanding that I understand why God did these things. It's my soul plan, and I understand He loves me no matter what.
Right.
And these things I'm supposed to go through, and these lessons. And within the last 2 years, I've done a real big turnaround with understanding why these things have happened. I wasn't supposed to go through it before. I'm going through my second Saturn return.
Wow.
Now, so that's what I think. I think it kind of slapped me in the face because mm-hmm. I knew my heart was breaking.
Right.
I knew that I was abandoning things to just deep inside. I've had tissue work done on me because everything's in our cells and in our tissues.
Right.
And going to like-minded groups and some of your friends kind of go off on the wayside. So all the things plus things I'm telling you, it seems like this is a new beginning.
It's very much
with
so.
A lot of sobbing and crying. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that and a little bit of that too, honey, is what's going on globally. There's still a very strong energy of release and purging and clearing the things that don't serve us. Anything that's toxic on this planet is going to get shoved to the surface to be seen and cleaned up, basically. So
one way or the other.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to go kicking and screaming if necessary. So there, when I look at this psychically for you, you are absolutely right on. You have shifted tremendously, and there is still some more work for you. I'm feeling like the next 3-4 even I'm going to say even the next 6 months are an opportunity. Like not that you have to do this. You have an opportunity to do this, to really get in and heal on a level that I don't even think you can imagine right now. And the second half of the year feels much freer. Like there's just like the physical sensation I'm getting is like I can breathe when I'm looking at the second half of the year for you. Where right now I'm breathing a little shallowly, tapping into the energy. So,
well, can you imagine what it was like before that?
No, I can't. I probably would pass out here in right on the mic. So the bottom line is keep doing what you're doing and stretch yourself in your relationship with God. Instead of thinking that you know why God did these things to you, I want to put a little spin on that for you, okay? You and God together drew something into your life because it's what you asked for based on soul's path, also based on belief system. Take advantage of that. Whatever's not working in your life, there's your doorway. All right. Mm-hmm. And God is not only right there with you, helping you. He's actually the one who's capable of taking anything that happens to you and turning it into solid gold in your life if you let him. So be really, I want to see you really work on that. You're powerful. You came up twice as the high priestess.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
we've been talking, I've been shuffling and pulling cards. So you're a powerful creature. So use that ability, keep your focus. You got a few more things to clean up, but I'm looking at the second half of this year as being pretty powerful for you to start to move forward. This is going to feel more like you're just where you need to be, cleaning the house a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a lot of cleaning house, and that's where the tears are coming from, too.
You bet.
A lot of backed up tears.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said it's like you're a dam, and, you know, the water's just letting out, you know?
Honor those and let them be sacred, because that's what they are.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. That's why I'm not thinking about a man in my life, because I know I have to go through the cleansing first.
Absolutely. So I'm sending you a ton of angels on that, my dear heart, and let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for
calling. Take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Powerful, powerful, powerful love stuff. Wow. So I'm sending angels to everybody out there for even greater love in your life today and always. Next week, we're going to talk about the law of non-resistance. It's an extraordinary way to navigate change and challenge and open yourself up to miracles. Cool beans. If you'd like to help me help others, that's what I meant to say. I've made it easy for you. Just go to my radio show page at michellemorgan.org. You can click on the donate button and it'll take you straight to PayPal. I really appreciate everybody that's been helping support this show and keeping it on the air. It's awesome, and any amount is appreciated. If you like today's show, you can email it to people who you know who might like it too, and the show will be up in the archives, both on my website and my Facebook fan page in the next day or so. And if you love the music, of course you love the music. Barb, you rock. Going to go to iTunes and download the songs. I will have them up on my Facebook fan page, as well as the prayers from today. And be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Thank you, Pat, Liz, and Ann for calling in today. I hope everybody has a phenomenal week and have a really, really loving Valentine's Day. Take care, everybody. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. This is a guy.
listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.